live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Glenn Jones.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
The likes of Boy George, Cher and Adam Lambert are paying tribute to the American rock star Meat Loaf, who's died at the age of 74. His family say they are devastated at his death after a career spanning six decades. Neil Jones is from The Rock Show here on Cambridge 105 Radio. Neil, a sad day for rock fans.
Absolutely, an incredibly sad day for rock. I mean, Meat Loaf is absolutely iconic. You know, we have those artists that are household names. And it's interesting just to see the outpouring of love for his music across just all walks of life today. People that don't profess to necessarily even be rock fans, but they certainly know and love Meat Loaf's music. Bat Out of Hell, of course, one of the biggest selling albums of all time. It's remained in the top 10 throughout its career of that list of big selling albums. And it's just an absolutely iconic moment as well. It launched him, of course. We also lost Jim Steinman just over a year ago as well, who of course was his co-collaborator, so both of them now gone. But just a huge, huge loss, a larger than life figure in many, many respects. I got to see him live a number of times over the years, and he was absolutely phenomenal live as well. He had of course ill health in recent years as well. But what a sad day, a sad day for rock, a sad day for music generally, as we say goodbye to Meat Loaf.
Neil, you mentioned you saw Meat Loaf live. I also believe you had the privilege of interviewing him as well. What was he like?
Yes, I was very fortunate enough to interview Meat Loaf back in 2016. It was when Bat Out of Hell, the musical, was opening in London at the Coliseum, the home of the English National Opera, of course. And he was actually quite frail at the time. I remember being quite surprised when he walked in the room and we started the interview, because he's often considered to be this giant powerhouse of a guy. It was quite clear he was using a stick at the time. He was quite unsteady on his feet, and it was quite clear that he wasn't in the best of health. But interestingly, he then got on stage. A stage had been erected outside the Coliseum to launch. It had motorbikes to represent, obviously, the iconic motorbike on the sleeve. And he was there with the cast of the show. And when he was being interviewed on the stage, I don't know whether it was just because he was in front of an audience, but that larger-than-life figure just instantly returned. He had his quick wit, that voice as well. He was absolutely incredible, but it was a true honour to catch up with him on that day for sure.
And as you've alluded to, Neil, Meat Loaf was one of those rock acts that crossed over to a mainstream, wasn't he? I mean, everybody knows Meat Loaf.
Yeah, he absolutely was. As I mentioned earlier, you know, I've been talking to colleagues in the office today, and just about everybody loves Meat Loaf, and everybody knows his songs. It's that ubiquitous word as well. You don't need to be a rock fan to like it. It was just, I mean, it's one of those things where pretty much every household will own a Meat Loaf record of some description, most likely to be, of course, Bat Out of Hell. Yeah, absolutely iconic. And of course, you know, before he had his singing career, he was also known for things like the Rocky Horror Picture Show as well. He's had an acting career throughout his days as well. But yeah, he's touched all corners of the music world as well, and will be sorely missed by everybody.
And Neil, I expect you'll be paying tribute on The Rock Show here on Cambridge 105 Radio. When can we hear you on air?
Absolutely. Try stopping me. I mean, I play Meat Loaf regularly on air anyway, but we'll be doing a full tribute on The Rock Show on Tuesday from 9 o'clock, right here, of course, on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Neil Jones, thank you very much indeed.